Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a place, without a shape or a form or an image. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. We ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. And I humbly ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, let it be clear that Allah created the humans and he gave them an intellect. The ones that are accountable are the ones that are sane, pubescent, and heard the call of Islam. Those whom are not Muslims among them are obligated to embrace the religion of Al-Islam. Every accountable person must be a Muslim, stay Muslim, and follow the rules of Islam. And for the Muslim, part of following the rules of Islam is to stay steadfast on Al-Islam, not straying away, not doing or saying or believing in anything that would take him or her out of Islam. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the hadith said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَا يَرَى بِهَا بَأْسًا يَهُوِي بِهَا فِي النَّارِ أَبْعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. رواه البخاري. This hadith narrated by al-Bukhari and Muslim means that the slave may utter a word which he may think it's harmless, which results in the falling into hellfire, the distance of what is between the east and the west. And in another narration, a slave may utter a word which he thinks harmless, but results in the falling of 70 years into hellfire. This hadith means that this word that Muslim person said was a blasphemous kufr word, and thus it resulted in him ending up in hellfire, reaching the bottom of hellfire. And only blasphemers reach the bottom of hellfire, which is at the depth of 70 years. So warning from blasphemous statements, doings, and beliefs was the habit of the great scholars from the Shafi'i and Hanafi and other schools. They authored and compiled different books warning about the blasphemous statements, such as cussing Allah, making la'na, saying la'na, damning Allah, God, or saying anything disrespectful to the prophets of Allah, or believing that there is a prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or such as claiming that there is no judgment day or no paradise or no hellfire, or believing that this world is eternal without a beginning, or doubting about the existence of Allah. All of this is blasphemy. So hence, one must avoid the blasphemy at all times. And if one committed any of the types of blasphemy, he is obligated to refrain immediately from it by leaving the blasphemy and uttering the two shahada, the testifications of faith, which are, I testify that no one is God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and Allah knows best.